Testability. Early on in the process, hopefully your design team or your maintenance team has done some risk assessment work, some failure modes and effects analysis. And if you recall, one of the elements of an FMEA is the ability to detect a failure mechanism or a cause of a failure before it results in an actual failure. Now, in some cases, a product will wear, for example, and eventually will detect that the wear is getting critical and we can add more oil to the car, for example. But in some cases, the testability is after the fact. And so we'll take a look at a little bit of both of those and how they impact our maintenance programs. The basic idea, if you ask a quote-unquote test engineer, what's the test strategy? It's basically the process of figuring out, did we meet the requirements? If it's a 100-ohm resistor, is there a 100-ohm resistor there? Now, that's also something I would consider as a quality function, is did we build it correctly? All the connections made, is it perform the functions we expect it to do when it's supposed to perform those functions? And usually this is done during the development process or primarily right at the end of the development process and or the production line. But the idea is that in this style of testing, whether we're checking our processes and looking for stability or we're verifying that our product is created correctly, we want to do that as early as we can. If we have to wait until the full product is put together and evaluated as a complete system, there's a whole lot of value plugged into that product. And if we find a fundamental flaw that requires us to dismantle most of the equipment and make a repair and then assemble it all again, it becomes very expensive. And so evaluating stuff as early as you could detect the underlying failure, the better. And mostly from a cost reason, but just from an efficiency reason. It just makes sense to do that. One of the benefits of testing your product at various points and stages is you're providing feedback into that process, whether it's your suppliers or your own assembly process or even your own design process. You want to get information earlier than later so that you have time to effect an improvement if it's needed. But the underlying question I always ask is, well, why are we testing this at all? What information are we trying to reveal? What question are we trying to answer? What experiment are we conducting? Now, there's lots of different reasons for doing testing. And oftentimes, I only look for, will it help us reduce the uncertainty? If we're looking at time to failure, for example, running an accelerated life test will help us minimize the uncertainty that our initial engineering judgment says it'll last between 5 and 10 years, for example. If we do a test and we find that it'll last at least 8 years with a reasonable probability, that narrows down the range of when we would expect a failure to occur. But other things is that we do testing and evaluations to look for changes or for exposing faults. Did something occur that is changed the way the product performs or how long it lasts in the field? But also, we also do testing to make sure that the changes we make, either because of a component change from a vendor or a cost reduction or adding a feature for a customer request, did those changes actually occur in such a way as to not change the reliability performance of the product while still providing the functionality? And the other reason we test is really to look at, well, one, to detect changes and avoid those from occurring, but over time it's really looking at creating a stable manufacturing process so that we can minimize the amount of testing that we need to do going forward. Testing doesn't in and of itself improve a product. It does, though, reveal where the variability is, how much variability there is, what happens when a failure occurs, and what could go wrong if we do have a failure. But we also do a lot of testing just not only to explore the functionality or operation of equipment, but also to see what if. Well, what happens if we store it in a a truck trailer outside in Arizona over the summer? Or what happens if it's exposed to a harsh environment, a particular kind? So it helps us to answer specific questions as well as to understand the capability of the system. Now, there's all kinds of ways to go about doing testing, and we've talked about a handful of these already. But the basic idea is that if you're going to run a test, that you really need to do something with that information. One of my many pet peeves is when an organization has been doing testing and you ask them, why, what do you use this information for? It says, well, we always have done this testing. I says, well, how much does it cost? Who's using that information? And is it impacting decisions that somebody has to make that justifies the expense of collecting the data, of doing the test itself? And if that's not true, then I suggest you stop doing the testing. Now, there's all kinds of pushback and argument. Well, then we don't have the data. Usually that just takes a quick trip to a computer console and say, well, you already have terabytes of data. What do you expect to learn from a process that's showing an amazing capability to always give you a product that's in spec? What are you expecting to get revealed by collecting all this information? And then on the other extreme is that we do a test that we think is meaningful, but because of the assumptions, it's testing for the wrong, it's using stress that doesn't apply to the failure mechanisms that's likely to occur, for example, and all kinds of other things. But when we're doing testability, it's part of the design to a large extent, but it's also ability for us to get information about the system, to track changes or degradation over time of a performance, to allow us to verify that the repairs were done correctly. It helps us to find what has failed. There's usually a test sequence or a measurement sequence that allows us to isolate components. And then more importantly, is this product actually going to work? And a customer may run a startup test, like my car does, checks air pressure in all the tires, for example. And I'm sure it tests a number of different systems, but then it says, all right, you're good. Everything checked out. Takes it a few seconds. So there's all kinds of ways we use testing. And testing's expensive. And if it's not tied to something that we really need to know, well, stop doing it. If the test doesn't have a reason, a very clear, articulate reason that justifies the expense of doing the test, I highly suggest that you propose that you stop doing it. In the next section, we'll take a look at spare parts analysis, which is a huge section, but hopefully it's something that we'll get a brief introduction to and make it useful for you.